Summer is flying by, and if your calendar looks anything like mine, it's packed with plans to squeeze in before the season ends. But more plans mean you need more energy, not more complicated steps in your morning routine. Grüns can help make your morning a little simpler. It's a convenient, comprehensive formula in one delicious daily pack of gummy bears. It isn't a multivitamin, a greens gummy, or a prebiotic. It's all those things, and then some. It's a fraction of the price. You get over 20 bioavailable vitamins and minerals, and the ingredients are backed by over 35,000 research publications. Instead of choking down earthy powders or swallowing a handful of oversized pills, you just open one daily pack of Grüns. Plus, they taste great, so you actually remember to take them every single day. Even better, each pack delivers 6 full grams of prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the fiber of standard greens powders and equivalent to over 2 cups of broccoli. Save up to 52% off with code HOURS at Grüns.co. That's code HOURS at GRUNS.co.
On the dark web, everybody's anonymous, so you don't know who you're dealing with.
There are people throughout this country, throughout this world, who are wanting other people dead.
Hitmen for hire advertise their services on the dark web.
So many people don't know about the dark web, how dangerous it is. I've never heard of it until this happened to Amy.
To friends and family, they seemed like an all-American, church-going, caring, loving couple.
Until one day, the FBI discovered that somebody had paid for a hitman to murder this woman. This hit had been taken out on the dark web.
Around 7 o'clock, a 911 call came into dispatch.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
I think my wife shot herself. There's blood all over.
She had a gunshot wound to her head. It soon became clear that it was not a suicide. Someone had killed her.
Hi, my name is Yura. We have hundreds of gang members, criminals, and people who love to kill for money.
Yura is the owner of the most profitable group of murder for hire sites that have ever existed.
You'd like to see Yura tracked down?
Yeah, I think he needs to be put away. It's hit home to me, you know, now I've lost a friend.
This is exactly what I tried to stop. The only person who could see this information and potentially stop it was myself.
And you're looking at this as a potential life or death situation.
Absolutely.
Lori is in San Luis Obispo in California. The person's very, very serious about having Lori killed.
Our source has some important information about a murder for hire plot in your county.
We will definitely work immediately on locating her today.
We have to consider that that particular victim's life is in danger.
We did a search of her apartment and could not find her, which was alarming.
I got you. I never thought the dark web would be this dark. From the moment I found out, I've been looking over my shoulder.
It is traumatizing. To this day, I still have night terrors.
You know, when you pay $10,000 to get someone killed, these are dangerous people.
I don't think anyone had any idea of where this case was going to go.
The tips that you have given 48 hours now total 33 in 9 countries.
It's a lot to take in, really.
I work with CBS News. It's a murder for hire tip that I have.
It's against a citizen of Taiwan.
Police received a tip about the murder for hire plot from the CBS News program 48 Hours.
Ms. Jones, can I talk to you?
We're heading now to California, where we have been told an arrest in this case is imminent.
Do you understand the terror that you have caused? Why did you do it?
The dark web is the place of absolute lawlessness, the internet's evil twin.
You can submit your orders to kill the people you hate. I will be waiting for you on the deep web.
Some days, Jane Sharp mourns the loss of her friend, Amy Allwine, by blowing off steam at the gym. Prosecutors believe Amy's husband shot her in cold blood after his attempt to hire a hitman failed.
If you had an opportunity to be alone in a room with Stephen Allwine, what would you like to say or do?
I'm not sure that would be a good idea. I'd probably kickbox his ass. I mean, I would.
This person seems pretty serious.
There's a lot of U.S. base hits, but it's all over the world as well.
Prosecutors prepared to try their case against Stephen Allwine, 48 Hours began its investigation into the criminal mastermind known as Ura. We blurred our team's faces for security reasons.
Hi, it's me, Ura, again.
Ura had built a dark web empire advertising assassinations for hire, as described in this video diary he sent us.
The hitman usually goes to the target's address, such as home or workplace, and waits for them inside a stolen or rental car.
Nothing about Ura, including his diary, can be verified.
This is his website now. He actually just rebranded it.
As reporters, our job is to cover the news. But in a shocking turn of events, Ura began sending us the names of targets, turning on his own customers. It defied logic. We turned that information over to authorities.
I got you!
One unlikely target, Sydney Miner.
I got your pieces.
She's a 22-year-old single mom living in Clarksville, Tennessee.
You write it down? What do you say?
It's very traumatizing to know that I could have been that next person.
Clarksville police summoned Sydney to the station last April after 48 Hours tipped authorities to the plot against her.
We sat in a little room, and then he's like, someone's trying to murder you. My instant reaction, I just start crying. I was like, why?
Someone using the alias Blackjack85 had messaged Ura's website in early February 2018.
You can access it to submit your orders to kill the people you hate.
Providing Sydney's name, home address, and other details.
Target works at Woody's Restaurant on Madison Street.
Sydney is hearing this information for the first time.
We'll be moving in a week's time and harder to find. Should be done as soon as possible. That means kill you.
Yeah. Sydney was questioned by a detective.
And that's when he asked me, who do you think would want to kill you? And that's when I gave him the four names.
Sydney names her ex-husband and her mother's ex-fiance. Both men were cleared right away.
And then that left Brandon and Alexis.
Brandon States and Alexis Shelton had gone to the same high school as Sydney. They'd gone on to marry and have a daughter.
The detective must have asked you, so why would you give me the name Brandon? What did you tell him?
Told him that I was pregnant with his daughter.
When are you due?
I'm due September 20th of 2018. It is a girl.
It's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Brandon and Sydney had lost touch after high school. During the next 4 years, Sydney got married, had a son, and divorced. By September of 2017, she started dating again.
So I was actually on a dating site, and he popped up. He ended up messaging me. He's like, hey, you look really familiar. And I was like, you do too.
They started chatting.
He told me he was a father, that he had a daughter, and he told me that he had recently gone through a divorce. So I was like, well, I can kind of relate because I was doing the same thing.
The pair began dating. Brandon was a newly minted Army specialist stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. He made the exhausting 8-hour trip back and forth to Clarksville to see Sydney on some weekends.
Did you imagine a future with Brandon?
Yeah, I was starting to.
But in January 2018, when Sydney told Brandon she was pregnant,
he was not happy. He wanted me to get an abortion. He gave me $400.
She says he also gave her some disturbing news.
He's married.
Brandon and Alexis were not divorced.
And he wants to get back with his wife. I was heartbroken finding out that a guy I care about is married. It's not fun.
Sydney didn't know it yet, but Brandon was about to allegedly start a new online relationship with a man named Yura.
Hi. Welcome again to the Visa Mafia Diary.
Having decided against the abortion, Sydney says she sent back Brandon's $400 and demanded he sort out his personal life before an upcoming deployment in Korea.
I kept asking him, have you told Alexis yet? And he said, no, I need more time. I was like, okay, so here's the ultimatum. Either you tell her or I'm going to tell her.
But after a few weeks of waiting,
I messaged Alexis on Facebook. I'm pregnant with this child. He told me he wasn't married, so when I found this out,
she says Alexis hinted that this wasn't the first time she'd had trouble with Brandon.
She's like, good luck in the future. If the kid is anything like the dad, you'll have your hands full.
Sydney told Brandon she'd go to military court if he refused to pay child support.
He's like, you're making the wrong choice here, so much for not fighting. I said, oh, well, I think I'm making the best choice here. And he said, you'll see.
You'll see. We'll see, like, we'll see who has the last word.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sydney didn't know that Yura soon would agree to arrange a hit on her. And we would soon learn she wasn't the only one.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
Summer adds up fast. A trip here, a dinner there, a couple of outdoor concerts. With all the extra expenses this season brings, it's easy to wonder if you're getting the most out of your money. That's why you need to check out Chime. They are completely changing the game with rewarding, fee-free banking, meaning no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, and absolutely no overdraft fees. My younger self definitely could have benefited from that. It gets better, too. You can get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice. I'm talking everyday purchases like gas or groceries, all while building your credit through everyday spending with no credit check required. Plus, your savings grow faster with an interest rate that's 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to Chime.com/48hours. That's Chime.com/48hours. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
I don't like how you can't see around every corner and then all the bushes.
In April 2018, Sydney Miner began living life as a target in a murder-for-hire plot.
It's scary. You will never look at life the same again.
But just hours after notifying Sydney, Clarksville, Tennessee police informed the Army about 48 Hours' tip. And the next day, in Korea...
Hurry up!
The detective calls me and lets me know Brandon has been arrested. He confessed.
Brandon States was charged with several military violations, including an attempt of premeditated murder.
I start crying. I was streaming tears.
We gotta have shoes on to go outside, silly.
You worry sometimes, is there still a hitman out there that has not done the murder for hires yet?
Every day. Every day. Brandon's in custody, but there's no person with a gun in custody.
Like Amy Allwine, Sydney had been warned ahead of time. For Amy, it was too little, too late.
There's a puppy!
Sydney feared her ordeal wasn't over. She says she asked the detective if Brandon's wife, Alexis, was part of the plot.
He said, we've taken all precautions. We don't believe she's a part of it.
A law enforcement source told 48 Hours, quote, there is no evidence at this time that Mrs. Alexis States was involved. In London, white hat hacker Chris Montero had been monitoring Eura's websites as they rebranded and changed names.
You're sure this is the Eura that you've been pursuing all this time?
Oh, absolutely.
Chris told us that Blackjack 85 seemed to grow impatient when the hit he'd paid for didn't happen. The messages are hard for Sydney to hear.
Eura says to him, unfortunately, these basic hitmen sometimes fail, as they are low quality for low price. If you could afford a difference of $5,000, I can assign an expert hitman.
There's a pattern here, similar to the Allwine case. Eura can't seem to get the job done, raising Chris Montero's suspicions of whether Eura is really providing hitmen. What's more, it struck him that Eura is always asking for more money.
But the truth is that most hitman sites are real.
This must all be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And if this Eura fellow can be found, what would you like to see happen to him?
The same fate he's been putting on everyone else.
The death penalty?
Yeah.
Eura was finished with Sydney, but not with 48 Hours. He tipped us to yet another plot.
Last week, police received a tip about the murder-for-hire plot from the CBS News program 48 Hours.
This time, the person who allegedly hired the hitman is a woman living near Chicago.
Tina Jones was allegedly in a wild love triangle, accused of trying to pay thousands in Bitcoin to have her lover's wife murdered.
Meet 31-year-old registered nurse Tina Jones. From the outside, Tina and her husband, Toby, seem to lead a fairy tale life, at least according to social media. But less than 2 years into her marriage, investigators believe Tina's eye began to wander and settled on a colleague seen here in his school days.
We understand the allegation that she met an anesthesiologist at the hospital and that they had a relationship.
Justin Kamich has been covering the story for the Daily Herald. Tina's alleged boyfriend was also married to this woman. Authorities believe Tina wanted her dead.
The hitman was told to make it look like an accident, and that the husband was not to be harmed in any way in the commission of this crime.
Acting on our tip, which originally came from Eura, authorities arrested Tina Jones on April 17th and charged her with 6 felonies, including attempted murder. Chris Montero says authorities hadn't heeded his warnings about Eura. When he saw them listening to us, he gave 48 Hours new target information from Eura's sites.
48 Hours, how are you?
Our team notified authorities from India.
We've uncovered potential murder-for-hire plot.
Iran.
Please give me a call back as soon as possible.
Taiwan.
I'm looking to reach anyone within Police Department of Taipei.
And Singapore, where in May, police armed with our information arrested this man, Alan Vincent. Vincent was later charged with criminal conspiracy to murder the boyfriend of a female colleague.
Hello, hey Michelle, AP Ting from Today here.
Wong Pei Ting covered the case for an online newspaper in Singapore called Today. She says if Vincent is convicted, the notoriously strict Singapore courts may throw the book at him.
He's being charged with something that could get him hanged.
We've been working this story for several months now, and a tinge of suspicion has crept into our minds. Chris Montero has had access to Yura's database. He knows everything about Yura. And it's time we ask him an important question.
With your breadth of knowledge about Yura, your backdoor access to what he does, people have wanted me to ask you this question. Are you Yura?
I am not Yura.
So far, tips made by 48 Hours...
We should go ahead and make these calls.
...have led to three arrests. Brendan States in the Tennessee case, Tina Jones in Illinois, and Alan Vincent in Singapore.
I think it's amazing.
But the most shocking arrest was yet to come, in a case right out of Hollywood.
I never did it for the money. I did it because I had a lot of time on my hands. Now I've got plans to make more plans.
In Chris Montero's forays into the darkest corners of the dark web, he has seen illegal arms, drugs, and murder-for-hire sites.
Chris, it's good to see you again. I want to touch base with you.
After the Tennessee and Illinois arrests last spring, he told us about another American targeted for murder on Yura's anonymous website.
I keep my identity private, hide my face, my hands, everything that could help with recognition.
They've submitted a photo of a woman called Lori.
We're not using her last name or showing her face.
In San Luis Obispo in California, the person is very, very serious about having Lori killed.
Seemingly so serious, we immediately contacted law enforcement.
We're going to call out to California a man named Dan Dow. He is the district attorney of San Luis Obispo County. This is Peter Van Sant. I just got off the Skype with a internet expert in London. He has some important information about a murder-for-hire plot in your county.
Okay, certainly very interested in hearing what you have.
The target is a woman by the name of Lori. The person says that Lori is evil and wants this kill made. What has been ordered is a hit that looks like an accident because the customer in this case feels that he or she would become very quickly a suspect.
We will definitely make sure that she's as protected as possible.
It's pretty unique to get a tip from the media.
I want to let you guys get on, do your business.
Dow's team starts its investigation right away.
I have an email from Peter Van Sant, background information from the tip that he just gave us.
The first order of business, find Lori and make sure she is safe.
Our first goal is to locate her.
Dow immediately alerts San Luis Obispo police, including the supervisor of detectives, Lieutenant John Bledsoe.
We don't know whether she's alive at this point.
As with the other targets on Yura's hitman sites, Lori is described in detail. She is a blonde, middle-aged woman who drives a silver Mercedes with a black convertible top.
We have to consider that particular victim's life is in danger.
Actually, I'm getting a text right now from one of our detectives. It shows she does live in San Luis.
The next day, Detective Susie Walsh leads colleagues to Lori's home. But there's a problem.
We did a search of her apartment and could not find her, which was alarming.
You're worried, has somebody taken her somewhere? Somebody shot her, perhaps.
Right.
To find Lori, Detective Walsh develops a ruse to use with her son.
That someone had simply reported her missing and we needed to find her.
Lori's son does find her.
And I told Lori, no less dramatic than this, but I need you to come to the police department right away. I don't want you to make any stops. She was very alarmed and she said, I will go straight to you. And she did.
Detective Walsh brings Lori into this interrogation room. Their conversation is recorded.
This is so bizarre.
And I said, is there someone that would want you dead? And that was just an absolute shock to her. And she cried, she got up, she paced.
Just minutes later, Lori has an answer.
My younger stepson. That's the only person that I know. Beau, B-E-A-U Brigham.
That's when Beau Brigham came to light.
In addition to her son from a previous relationship, Lori also has two stepsons, Brandon and Beau, from her 1999 marriage to Jeff Brigham, a successful restaurant and bar owner.
Lori had co-raised Brandon and Beau since they were approximately 10 years old. So she had a very long-standing familial relationship with them.
Brandon eventually went into marketing. Beau took his shot at Hollywood stardom.
I never did it for the money. I did it because I had a lot of time on my hands.
That's him lip-syncing in a music video he co-produced.
The music video that I saw is compelling to watch. Did you find it impressive?
It was very impressive. He had a company called Bowflix, where he did videography and photography in San Francisco.
Beau Brigham was also into extreme sports, living life on the edge. Their lives seemed picture perfect. Then tragedy struck.
In 2011, Jeff Brigham dies unexpectedly from a massive heart attack. And Lori really truly didn't have any knowledge of how to run the businesses. Now that started a place of contention.
Eventually, Lori lost one of the bars. Beau and Brandon successfully sued their stepmother in 2013 and won a significant judgment.
Lori becomes in debt to them in excess of $1 million.
Does she have the money to pay them?
No.
But she still had assets.
If Lori dies, who benefits?
Beau and Brandon.
Both stood to gain an inheritance, but police quickly eliminate Brandon Brigham as a suspect. Detective Anthony Peluso says Beau became their focus. But to prove him guilty...
Hi, this is Yura again.
They somehow have to prove he is the one who sent the kill order on his stepmother to Yura's hitman website.
The email chain provided by Chris Montero. We, I think, collectively had no clue what the dark web was when we initially got this case.
And just like in the Allwine case, the digital currency Bitcoin is critical to proving a crime was committed.
This is a message that was sent to Yura. I have money. I would not put in an order if I wasn't serious. I'm trying to get these damn bitcoins in.
Investigators discovered Beau made a tiny down payment for the hit on Lori, sending Yura less than $5.
Obviously, $5 is not enough money to pay for a murder.
Correct. However, it is enough to show that he has had intentions to continue with this thing. He wanted to make sure that this hitman that's on the dark web actually got the $5 before he gave him the full $10,000 that was required.
Then, detectives discover something about the Bitcoin used to pay for the hit in this case. It had been bought on a website where users had to register with a photo ID.
In this case, Beau Brigham uploaded a picture of his California driver's license.
We call that a smoking gun, do we not?
So, yes.
2 months after the San Luis Obispo police got their tip from Chris Montero and 48 hours...
we needed to find out where Beau was.
Cops finally have Lori's suspected tormentor in their sights. creative, handsome, charismatic. Bo Brigham had it all. This video he co-produced and starred in was seen all over the world. With more than 2 million views online, Brigham now has new people desperately wanting to see him, to find him. People with a badge who consider this talented artist a danger to society.
He had a clear intent to have Lori murdered.
Once Lori is located and safely in hiding, San Luis Obispo, California detectives Susie Walsh and Anthony Peluso focus on finding her stepson.
We found that his phone was pinging down in Palm Desert. That's when we made the decision to actually go down.
Palm Desert is near the wealthy playground of Palm Springs, California. Investigators learn Brigham's biological mother, Alexis, lives there. She is a former Hollywood actress who had a bit role in the 1997 courtroom drama, The Rainmaker. But when police get to her last known address, nobody's there.
Do you literally just start working the streets back and forth like a grid?
So that's the intention.
That was the plan.
Yeah, that was the plan. Bo drives a Mercedes Sprinter van. It's pretty easy to spot.
After several hours of driving around, the detectives find the van at a Starbucks parking lot. Bo Brigham's mother, Alexis, drives away. The detectives follow her to this house and approach her in the driveway.
The look on her face was, oh my gosh, what is this? She allowed us to go inside the house.
They're surprised to find Bo Brigham in bed, who complained he was suffering from many illnesses, including cancer.
He would try to divert from the actual conversation to how sick he is, and I'm dying, I'll be dead tomorrow, I can barely breathe, you know, I'll die in 2 days.
In 2015, Bo set up this GoFundMe page where he raised more than $40,000 to allegedly pay for medical treatment. Detectives say they didn't see proof of any official diagnosis.
From what we've talked to him and Alexis, he hasn't been diagnosed with anything.
He has not. Could he be acting?
Yes.
Peluso then confronts Bo with this dark web kill order, telling Ura, look, I need this effing person dead.
He finally said, you're right. Okay, I did it. I sent those.
But detectives want more than just an admission.
There needs to be evidence to support that.
They seize computers and an iPhone from the house.
So, this is the Central Coast Cyber Forensic Laboratory in San Luis Obispo. And the man behind me is John Lair. He is a computer forensic specialist, and he will be looking for the evidence.
We'll be a fly on the wall, if you don't mind.
Sounds good.
For us, it is now a waiting game.
Have you ever had a case like this, a dark web case?
No, this is really an emerging technology, and I think we're really trying to play catch up in terms of law enforcement.
2 days pass, then a whisper.
I got something here.
You were saying?
This is Bo's iPhone. And one of the first applications that it lists here is something called Tor Browser Pro.
Tor is a browser that can access the dark web.
And so this is evidence.
Oh, absolutely.
We made a decision to charge Mr. Bo Brigham with solicitation of murder.
9 a.m. on August 9th in Palm Desert.
San Luis Obispo police have just arrived.
We're heading now over to the arrest site.
And they're heading for Bo's residence. Just knocked on the door. Bo Brigham's wake-up call. And in they go.
This began months ago when we got a tip from Chris Montero in London about a murder-for-hire plot in San Luis Obispo.
Stop.
Bo is now coming out.
Bo Brigham is handcuffed.
We know that you wanted your stepmother murdered, but we don't know why. Why did you do it?
I don't. I'm deathly ill. I'm sorry. Guys, I should be on a ventilator. I'm about to pass away. I'm dying of ALS.
Have a seat.
Do you understand, Bo, the terror that you have caused?
Do you understand my son is very
sick? We'll get you checked out, man.
You also hired a hitman to take someone else's life.
No, I did not. I'm brain dead. I'm in a very serious situation.
The whole scene is too much for Bo's biological mother, Alexis.
He never, ever wants anything to happen to her at all. He was just angry.
Who admits she knew about Bo hiring a hitman on the dark web.
And then I was thinking, well, what do we do? Do we contact the police? Do we, you know, contact Lori?
Did you do that? Did you contact Lori?
No, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do.
About a month after Bo's kill order, Alexis tried convincing him to ask Yura for a refund.
I told him, get it out so they know you're not wanting anything done.
Okay, we're gonna get
going. Bo is taken to a nearby hospital. Doctors examine him.
They asked him acute symptoms, what are you dealing with today? And when he couldn't name any, basically they ran his vitals and discharged him.
Now, Bo Brigham is headed for county jail. 6 weeks later, we obtained this letter from his defense team. Bo Brigham's doctor states, Mr. Brigham is extremely ill, but he never mentions cancer or ALS. And just 5 days ago, Bo Brigham agreed to an interview with 48 Hours in jail, where I asked again,
why did you seek to hire a hitman on a dark website to kill your stepmother?
I didn't. I'm actually terminally ill.
Investigators believe that you're faking this.
That's outrageous. They're insane.
Bo's anger with his stepmother stems from his belief that she hasn't supported him during his health problems.
She left her own son to die for 4 years. Who does that?
So does she deserve a death sentence?
Absolutely
for that?
Not.
On April 19th, 2018, Bo, you wrote, look, I need this person dead.
I don't remember any of this, by the way.
You gave specifics about your stepmother. Look for silver Mercedes with a black convertible top. You gave specific instructions. Do not go through with the job unless it can be done as an extreme clear accident because it will be very easily traceable.
You know, there is only one way to get anyone's attention and to do something stupid on a site was the only way. I've been emailing Lori to come see me for 4 years now.
So you admit you went on the site?
I can't remember doing it. I can't remember.
Over.
I don't remember exactly.
And over again.
I don't remember writing that.
Despite Bo's memory issues, despite that he admitted to both the police and his own mother that he did this.
No one would do something like this. No one, especially my son, if he was of sound mind.
Bo's attorney plans to take this case to court.
Mr. Van Sant, the people's case is in a lot of trouble. Be patient. Come to court.
We will be waiting for you to come place your orders.
Chris Montero in London says Bo Brigham's arrest assures him that his work has made a difference.
I wasn't sure what I was doing really mattered. Now I can see that it's so important that this information is acted on.
Chris hopes the authorities will also find and arrest Yura, who he says is concealing something explosive.
They are claiming that all hitman sites are fake.
Chris Montero says, through all the years investigating Europe,
Mesa Mafia was a real hitman to hire marketplace.
Through all the murder plots,
you will never look at life the same again, I promise.
All the lives threatened, including his own.
That was a bit of a shock. It really was.
He and Eileen Ormsby reached an explosive conclusion that Europe's murder-for-hire operation is all a big scam.
Nobody is being killed.
What?
Nobody is being killed.
It's a scam site. You know, it's designed to take people's money.
Always pay with Bitcoin through escrow.
Turns out Yura
is a con man and not some hitman commander. According to our investigation, he never arranged for a single actual hit.
We have hundreds of people who love to kill for money.
But Ura still insists his websites are real.
The hitmen don't get paid until the job is done.
Either way, the most dangerous thing about him may be his customers. Some so driven to kill that if Ura doesn't get the job done, they might do it themselves. Like prosecutors allege about Stephen Allwine. Just ask Amy's friend, Jane Sharp.
Cottage Grove lost a awesome citizen.
As Stephen's trial begins, the state argues he paid Ura to have Amy murdered. But when Ura didn't deliver, Allwine drugged her and shot her to death himself. Prosecutor Jamie Kreiser says he wanted out of his marriage, but divorce was discouraged in his fundamentalist church.
Marriage was considered a covenant, and that covenant was not to be broken.
Defense attorney Kevin DeVore countered that authorities never looked beyond Stephen Allwine and that there were other people who may have wanted Amy dead. He says those people could have left clues at the crime scene, but first responders bungled the investigation.
They had no fingerprints, no DNA, no eyewitnesses. They had no confessions. They had very little, traditional evidence.
After an 8-day trial, where Allwine never took the stand, the jury took just 6 hours before convicting him of first-degree murder. Stephen Allwine was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
When it was read guilty, he just kind of fell. He put his hands in his face and he began to cry.
He finally shows emotion.
Finally.
The death of Amy Allwine is hard for Chris Montero too, but for different reasons.
It was totally preventable from a law enforcement institution point of view.
After 6 months, about 30,000 miles, and 4 arrests, our 48 hours dark web murder for hire investigation is nearing a close. In San Luis Obispo, Bo Brigham last month pleaded not guilty in the murder plot against his stepmother, Lori.
And I don't even remember actually doing it, and it's not something I wanted. Lori knows I love her. I mean, it's a really f***ed up situation, to be honest.
In Singapore, Alan Vincent awaits his day in court. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. In the Tennessee case, Brandon States pleaded not guilty in the plot to kill Sidney Miner. He faces a court-martial in January. Just 13 days ago, Sidney gave birth to their baby, a little girl named Sailor.
Here comes more.
In the Illinois case, Tina Jones has pleaded not guilty too. She made bail and awaits her next court date at her parents' house in Georgia.
Ms. Jones, I know you've gone to court and said you're innocent. We're just here to listen. Ms. Jones.
Today, as we sit here, after all the trauma that you've been through, no one's touched Ura. He's still operating.
Yep.
Chris Montero says Ura knows there will always be people who believe his sites are authentic, people who expect him to deliver death when they click for a killer. So he remains in business, somewhere out there on the dark web.
Tonight on Paramount Plus.
Islam, I'm telling you now, you have a duty to defend that belt against the best, and you're looking at them.
If you want this belt, come to the cage.
Islam Makhachev.
The best in the world.
Defends his welterweight crown against Ian Machado Gary.
I'm coming for that belt.
When you call your shot, you best not miss.
I will make him never talk about me again.
UFC 330, tonight, free with your Paramount Plus subscription.